And she's landing. Squish, squish on your face. Don't think you're being entirely truthful. Why do you irk me so with these lies? You care if I'm tired. Tell me the truth, you little sneak. Tell me, please. Because call me crazy, but when I love somebody and I think they might be upset, I get upset too. You're crazy, tell me. Tell me now. So annoying with this whole no, I'm fine, leave it. You irk me. Tell me. I know you're not meaning to, but you do. Cause when you go all silent, you store all your stuff up, then I worry, then we argue, and it's like, please don't do this. Because I can't go to sleep worrying about you. Please. Please have mercy on my sleep. Yeah. Mimi. That you feel that way. And I don't understand. I just don't. I don't understand why you bully yourself that way. I know. I know. You would obviously stop if you knew how. I'm sorry. No. Don't apologize. Come here. No. You are wrong. Yes, you are. You are right about a lot of things, but about yourself, you are so wrong. It's crazy. I just call you eccentric. I wouldn't really go crazy. I guess you're not. You're just self-deprecating and critical and you're just too mean to yourself. You are. No. You are not being truthful. You're being mean. You so don't deserve it, and I just don't understand. But Mimi, I don't have to understand. Mimi, I should just be here and hug you and love you and just write it out. Oh, I have zero idea. I make everything up on the spot, and that's why it comes out like, whoa. But my intentions are good. I love you. I'm sorry that you feel this way. I would take it away from you. I think you're wonderful. Because you are, and that's just a fact to me. And you're never gonna stop me from thinking that way, so, You will not convert me to this heathen ideology. I'm a lover, not a thinker. Start my own ideology. What am I passionate about? Hold on, it's coming to me. I can sort of smell it, huh? Oh, come on. Oh, it's around here somewhere. Oh, look, it's you. Accept it. You are adored. You are loved. You are liked. You are appreciated. So heckin' much. You are appreciated for these ears, this mouth, these eyes, this soul, this heavy, beautiful, complicated, self-loathing soul. I appreciate all of it. Yes, even the complication, even the parts I don't understand, all of it. How dare you question my newfounded ways? Because if there wasn't the complication, there wouldn't be no you. You're a part of you. You're even the parts you don't like. You're the messy bit. You're the straight bit. You're the curly bit. I don't know. I still have to hash out the details, but the important thing is you are heckin' here, and you are heckin' seen and thought of and wished for, and please just know I'm so glad you're here. It's not even funny. And I hate that you don't like yourself. But that's something I have to come to terms with, because that's also part of this. And let's face it, like, I'm a heckin' one to talk, so you knew I was a hypocrite. Just love you. And you're so funny. And you're so kind. And you tell me the weirdest little stories, and I want to listen. And I want to hear the ones I've heard before. I want you to be awkward and shy and worry about everything that you worry about, because that's you. You know? You need to stop hating yourself. least accept the fact that I don't. Because I don't. In fact, according to my new religion, yes, religion, I adore you. Now I'm gonna squish you. Feel like joining my religion? Normally I charge an entrance fee, but you're pretty darn cute. I believe I can make an exception. There will be conditions, of course. You have to accept the fact that you're normal. Two, you have to agree that you smell incredible. And three, and this is the clincher, you have to accept the fact that I will never stop appreciating your fine ass. Figurative, literally, what's the difference? You and your fine, fine, fine ass are heckin' appreciated. Oh, you caught me. It's all about the ass. Shh. Don't tell the other followers the loose bait. Come here, you. I got you. I got you when I eat. When I go, let's go to sleep. All this appreciating you made me tired. I know. It's exhausting. But it sure is damn honest work. I know you are, but what am I? You are so rude. And just for that, you're gonna be the little spoon. Oh, I know the abject torture. I don't know how you'll make it through the night. Oh, well, let's have you try. If I just wrap around here, put you there and me here and... Look at that. Even though you don't fully support my religion, yet that's right. That's the aim of this whole thing. I'll make a believer out of you, yeah.